Several Olympic reporters have debated how to pronounce Bolt's first name. It's Usain, by the way, but the world's fastest man prefers a better name.
I'm Lightning Bolt. I'm not Flash Gordon or anybody. My name is Lightning Bolt.
It is an appropriate name since the 22-year-old Jamaican became the first man to shatter both the 100 and 200-meter world records at a single Olympics. On Saturday night in Beijing, the tall 1-meter, 96-centimeter Bolt used his long, quick strides to cover 100 meters in a jaw-dropping 9.69 seconds. The longer distance is his specialty, and no one could keep up with him in that race either, as he sped to a record of 19.30 seconds. That time lowered the 12-year-old mark set by American great Michael Johnson, a record many people thought could not be broken. Bolt says it is no surprise because the event has been his favorite for a long time.
As we say in our season, 200 has been my love since I was 15. I was the youngest ever to win World Juniors, and from that day on, it means a lot to me, and I've done a lot in the 200 meters. We're a junior record holder, we're a youth, so it's dear to my heart, so I can't really explain, it's just close to my heart, and I always love the 200 meters.
Shortly after the second race Wednesday, Bolt was asked how his double gold performance stood against Michael Phelps. The American swimming great won an unprecedented 8 gold medals at a single Olympics during the first week in Beijing.
I won't compare myself to Michael Phelps. He swims. He's a great athlete. To win 8 gold medals, that's just great. I'm on the track, he's in the water, so you really can't compare that pretty much, but he's a great athlete, and I congratulate him on being the best in what he do.
Michael Johnson won the 200 and 400-meter titles at the 1996 Atlanta Games, but Bolt says he is not planning to run longer than his favorite 200-meter distance.
I don't hold your breath. I don't think I'll be going up to the 400 meters anytime soon, but right now, I guess next aim really just to finish the season injury-free, pretty much, and then looking forward to World Champs. After the World Champs, then I'll probably think about doing something else. I'm not sure, but maybe my coach will decide that when it comes.
So for now, the world will just have to be content to marvel at the amazing and historic double Olympic victory by Usain Bolt. At the Beijing Olympics, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.